Hi, everyone. I'm Tara Mont, and you're listening to the Trust and Thrive with Tara Mont podcast, where you can find a new episode released every Thrive Thursday. I am a current clinical psychology graduate student, passionate about all things to do with mental health, relationships, healing, self-reflection, and other topics that influence us in our everyday lives. I created this podcast to hopefully inspire others to live their most authentic life and to share insightful and honest conversations with everyday individuals and informed professionals. Although the show is not a replacement for therapy, I hope the conversations had can inspire you to look within, to practice self-compassion, to gain more awareness, and to trust the process of your unique journey. If you resonate with the message of Trust and Thrive, make sure to subscribe and stay tuned. You can also stay connected by following me on Instagram at Trust and Thrive. Thank you for being here. Now let's get right into this week's episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Happy October. It's officially spooky season. I've like already started decorating for fall. I did in September, but I finally added more of like my Halloween decor around my place. So added the cute little spooky season ghost decor, and I'm very excited about it. So today I wanted to share a personal update, share some feelings and thoughts that have come up with this update in my life. And so if you follow along on Instagram, you may have seen that I recently finished my master's program, which is very exciting. And it's also brought up a lot of feelings of grief and confusion and just anxiety around what's to come next. So I wanted to be honest and share those feelings that have come up, because I think whenever we see like someone online, especially go through any type of like, in quotes, exciting change, like graduating, getting married, getting a new job, anything that we usually would be like, you know, congratulations, this is so exciting. I feel like we often just focus on the good, and people don't often talk about the other feelings that can come up with exciting change. So before we get into this episode, I just want to remind you that you can follow along on Instagram and TikTok at Trust and Thrive. I always share updates on Instagram, so that's where you can stay up to date. And if you want to support the show, you can leave a rating and review on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, wherever you listen. So thank you in advance if you choose to do so. It takes just a minute and it means so much. So thank you. So it's funny, as I started to record this episode, I realized that I have to update my intro to the podcast because it says I'm a student and I no longer am, which is so strange. But I'm also not an associate yet. So it's like this weird in between of like, I'm not a student, but I'm also not an associate therapist yet because I'm about to go through that application and it could take a few months. So I'm kind of keeping everything else the same. I'm still, in my eyes, like I'm still a therapist, trainee. I don't even know what I would necessarily say, but just to be safe, I will continue to say that I'm a therapist trainee until I'm an associate. So I technically finished my program last week, and it has been a three-year program. No like summer breaks or anything. I've had class those 3 years, and I've been seeing my clients in my internship for the last year. I'm actually going to stay at my internship and get some hours until around like Thanksgiving, because then I'll be going on my honeymoon, figuring out what to do next. So it hasn't really fully hit me yet that I'm done. I still also have access to like my school accounts. So I think that makes it feel more like I'm still in school, and like the grades are just coming out and I have to make sure everything went through like financial aid wise, everything, all those details before I'm technically graduated. So I think that makes it feel less real that I'm done. But I know it will hit me even more because right now when I'm recording this, I would have been in class. So it does feel a little weird. But the truth is, it just feels like I'm on a week break and then I'm going back next week. But that's not the case. So I'm just in this weird transition phase and I'm feeling a mix of emotions. And usually I would be really hard on myself if I were going through anything similar, because I used to, I've talked about this before, should on myself. That's should as in S-H-O-U-L-D, should on yourself. And mainly I would like mainly I would convince myself that I need to feel a certain way. I need to only be excited or thankful and look forward to the future. I should not be stressed, or I should not X, Y, and Z. And I feel like that can create so much shame, at least for me. Anytime I would dismiss my own feelings, it would just create more shame around how I was really feeling, because the truth is I did feel that way. And pushing it down and pretending that I wasn't feeling a certain way wouldn't actually make the feeling go away. It would just make me feel worse about how I was really feeling, if that makes sense. So I'm, in all honesty, feeling a mix of emotions almost to a point where I don't know how I feel. Every day it's different. And as excited as I am, I also get really anxious with any change in life. And this year specifically has been a big transition year for me, from getting married to finishing school to figuring out what I want to do next. And I think because I'm still seeing my clients and I'll be at my internship until like the end of the year, it doesn't necessarily feel like I'm done. And I think also once that's done, it will feel even more like, okay, this is actually the next chapter now. And so I think that also messes with me a little bit, because I have one foot, I don't want to say out, like one foot out as in I'm done with school, but also one foot in that I'm still at the internship, which I'm also thankful for, because I don't know how I'm going to say bye to a lot of my clients. It is going to be tough, but it's also, it's bound to happen and it will be an experience. And I will obviously really miss them. And I also believe that any client that I've seen, they're so capable and will be okay. Okay, now I'm going to get emotional if I talk about saying goodbye to clients, but I'm just feeling overwhelmed, excited, and confused, and anxious, and a mix of emotions about what the possibilities are in the future. And I live with OCD, and if you follow me along on Instagram, you may also know this as well. And I probably talked about it on the show, but I really, really struggle with ruminating thoughts. And I'll start to like get so anxious about the future and think, well, what if this happens? No, what if this happens? Oh, this is going to happen. If you don't do this, this is going to happen. And I'm aware that for me, it's worse when I'm stressed and don't have too much certainty in my life. And don't take me wrong, like I'm very thankful for my situation, very, very thankful. And I think I have a lot of, you know, consistency in many ways. Of course, I'm thankful to just have a place to live. I have my wonderful partner and my loved ones and family. So I'm very supported. And at the same time, I'm going through both internal and external changes. And as I've graduated, I also feel like this different level of responsibility and sense of being an adult and trying to figure out what I want to do. And it's been scary. It's been scary. And I almost feel like I don't know what I'm doing. As you can probably tell, there's no like one specific topic in this episode necessarily, but I'm just sharing a mix of feelings I've had, word vomiting on here. But truly with this transition phase, every day has felt so different. So for example, one day I'll think, I'm so confident in myself. I'm so hopeful and excited for the future. I can't wait. And I start looking into jobs and where I may want to live in the future, just like different things like that. And then the next day, it could be the next hour, to be honest. Sometimes it changes all the time. It could be the next hour, the next day, I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing? Why am I posting so much on social media? Am I just embarrassing myself? Like literally no one cares. You're being so weird. How are you someone's therapist? And I start to spiral, and it's just been constant. And I also think, in all honesty, I'm really also discovering my identity online as well. Like obviously I'm showing up authentically, but I'm also exploring my limitations and boundaries and what I feel comfortable sharing online, what is also like ethically right as a therapist, because I'm not just someone sharing my life online. I am also a therapist and someone's therapist, and they, you know, in the future, they may see my Instagram. And I've been really reflecting on like, you know, what's appropriate, what is okay to share, what are the boundaries there? Because the truth is, I really, really want to not be defined just by what I do. And so, yes, I do talk a lot about mental health and recovering from people pleasing and being a therapist in turn. And at the same time, I want to show other parts of myself and my insecurities, my doubts, my fears, my interests that are unrelated to these topics as well. And so I think that has been messing with my head a little too, because I have like a constant fear that I'm going to be found out or get in trouble or not be able to be a therapist because someone will like see a post I had. And I don't know, a lot of worries coming up. And if you follow me on Instagram, you may also see that I've been posting a lot about the fear of being found out, which is something I also am worried about. Like I mentioned in the post, there's no one reason why someone may think that way. But for me specifically, part of it is my OCD. I have a lot of intrusive thoughts and ruminating thoughts. And then part of it too, I feel like, is imposter syndrome, where I just feel like, am I deserving enough to be here? It's really trippy as you get older. And this is coming from like a 28-year-old. Whether you're 16 listening to this, or you're 40 listening to this, or 80, you may understand in some way. But I just remember growing up and thinking, you know, those fifth graders seem so old, like when I was in first grade. And then when I'd be like in middle school, I remember seeing 17 magazine and thinking, oh my gosh, once I'm 17 and relate to these articles, I'm going to be so old and mature. And then I remember thinking, once I'm 21 and I actually shop at Forever 21, that's going to be so cool. I'm probably going to own a house by then and everything. And then it just kept, you know, changing as I got older. And now I'm 28 and I'm like, wow, like being in your 30s is so young. And when I was younger, I thought it was like you just reached a destination and you're an adult now and that's it. And now I still feel like a kid all the time. So I work at schools as part of my internship, and I will like be in the teacher lounge and I will be so like worried that I'm about to be caught for being in the teacher lounge. I think like, oh my gosh, they're going to find me. I'm not supposed to be in here, because I have to remind myself that I am not like a teenager or a child. Like I am literally an adult who is working there in that moment. And it's just, I still like, my mind still struggles to comprehend that. And I know when I'm there, when I show up as a therapist, I feel really good about, you know, the way I show up and I'm able to support my clients. That I'm not worried about. But just in general, in my day-to-day life, I'm like, how am I married? Like, how am I a wife? How am I an adult? Like, how am I like about to get a job? Like, it's just all so strange to me. And I feel like this year has especially brought up a lot of feelings that I think before I would have felt embarrassed sharing, or like felt weird, like, oh, no one will get the, like, oh, I'm going to be judged for thinking that. Or I thought like, oh, I'll be judged for thinking this way. But the truth is, I'm also in my like degaff phase, where as much as I care, at the same time, I'm like, you know, we're all going to die one day. And I also realize that so many of us struggle alone. So many of us assume that we are the only ones thinking or feeling a certain way. And the more I've shared how I really feel online, the more I've seen that, like, oh my gosh, I am not alone. And so many people can resonate and relate. And it's such a beautiful thing too, to see that other people are now feeling less alone by hearing me, or hearing myself or someone else talk about their experience. And that's just one of my favorite things, as much as social media and sharing online can be scary and, you know, can be harmful in some ways. I also think that is my favorite part, the most beautiful part of showing up every week on here and showing up every day online. It's scary. And I am continuously like worried. Like, I've had people I know at work and school like find my page and bring it up, and I try to own it. Like, I'm very proud of it. And at the same time, I get like uncomfortable for some reason. And I have to remind myself, like, don't feel embarrassed. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You are showing up authentically. This is who you are. And it's hard. It's hard to show up authentically sometimes and show my fears and doubts and that I can be weird. And I don't know where this is going. I just wanted to share this update and be honest that like, I'm terrified of what's to come. I'm incredibly thankful and aware of how lucky I am to be able to continue my education and do the work I do. And at the same time, I'm going through a big transition phase and I'm scared and nervous and the possibilities are endless. And sometimes that scares me more. Sometimes the idea of success in quotes, whatever that looks like to you, actually really scares me. Sometimes it's like easier to just be comfortable and think, okay, I just want to continue doing this. Like even in the last year, as my Instagram has been growing, I've obviously been so excited and I've been on there for years. So it's not like one post just changed it. Like I've been showing up every day for years. It's been such an amazing feeling to see that what I'm sharing is being recognized and the work I'm putting in is paying off. And at the same time, it's terrifying because I got comfortable with, like, you know, my 2,000 followers a few years ago. I was comfortable with that. And seeing that, like, people are reaching out and it's growing, like, I get overwhelmed by it. And obviously, don't take me wrong, I'm like very, very thankful and excited. And here I am again, over explaining that I'm very thankful when I've said that 10 times already. And I'm also just like, I don't know how to manage all of this. I don't know who I'm, like, what I'm doing. While I may seem like I do, I don't. Like, I don't know what I'm doing sometimes. I feel confident in the work I do, and I don't even know how to explain it. I think it's like I feel both extremes. I feel like in one way, I'm so confident in what I'm doing, and I think we're all going to die one day. Who cares? I know what I'm doing. I feel so proud of myself. And on the other end, I feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. Is any of this worth it? And am I just wasting people's time? Like, am I embarrassing myself? What am I doing? So I struggle, at least recently, and this happens a lot more when I'm stressed, to think in the gray areas. Like right now, I'm struggling with the black or white thinking of, like, either it's really embarrassing and you need to stop posting, or keep going, you're doing great stuff. And so I've been going back and forth with those thoughts in the same way that I'll think, oh, the future is hopeful. You're going to love the work that you do and everything's going well. And then a minute later, I'll think, oh my gosh, like life is so stressful. What's going to happen? I'm just back and forth. I just wanted to show up on here, be honest with you all, and say that even though I show up on here and online on Instagram or TikTok, I know it may seem like I'd like to think I'm very consistent. It may seem like it's easy or whatever, but it is terrifying. First of all, obviously it's not easy. If you've posted, you know that it's not easy to stay consistent, but that's a whole other story. But it is terrifying. Sometimes I'm thinking to myself, like, why are you posting this? This is so cringe or awkward or weird, and I just do it anyway. It's scary. It's scary to be out there. I'm so tempted to sometimes to just delete all of my social media. And I know I can, like, no one's forcing me to post, but I genuinely enjoy it because I just love connecting with people. I love creating. I love having fun, bringing humor into these conversations and being real. And I really feel strongly about it. And sometimes I just want to delete every proof of my existence and just, like, move across the country and change my name. That's my anxiety speaking as well. But I'm just very thankful to you all for being here and for following along and letting me show up authentically, for creating a safe space, not just for myself, but for other people who are online and who leave their comments too. Because it's also scary to leave a comment saying, like, I can relate to this. This is me. That's not easy to do. I see you. I see anyone who's listening, who has left a comment, who has let me know that they can relate. It's a vulnerable thing to do. And I so admire you for showing up, for being real. And if you're not in a place where you feel comfortable sharing, that is okay too. I also respect that we all have our different boundaries and limits and what we're comfortable with. Not everyone needs to say it out loud. Not everyone needs to share with the world. Some of us are just doing the work and we're keeping it to ourselves, and that's okay too. So there's no one right way to show up in the world. There's no one right way to live in general, but that's just my reminder. But I know I will be okay. I will be more than okay. And I'm very excited to share with you all what's to come. So right now I'm going to prepare to apply for my associate number So I will hopefully become an associate marriage and family therapist, work somewhere, get more of my hours, and then hopefully get licensed in a few years. But I will update you all as always. But for now, I'm in like the middle process of getting hours in my internship, wrapping up like school, diploma, graduate stuff, and then hopefully starting that application. And I will keep you all updated. But until then, I will continue to show up the best I can, share some great conversations that I've had with amazing professionals and individuals. And I had one this morning, actually, and I cannot wait to share it. So thank you for being here. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your October, whether or not you are feeling great about what's going on in your life right now, or you're struggling and you'd want things to change. You're dealing with grief, you're dealing with mental health struggles, whatever you're going through. I hope you know you are not alone. And I see you and I appreciate you being here, showing up every day. So thank you all again for listening, for being here. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your October. And that being said, we will be back with a new episode next Thrive Thursday.